Welcome to The Lowdown, where we dive deep into the shadows of history and the brilliance of tomorrow. Join us as we unravel ancient mysteries and explore the hidden knowledge of the occult, blending the wisdom of the ages with cutting-edge futuristic technologies. From the enigmatic pyramids of Egypt to the secrets of modern AI, we'll delve into the stories that shape our past and influence our future. Whether you're a history buff, a tech enthusiast, or a curious seeker of truth, The Lowdown brings you captivating discussions and expert insights that illuminate the fascinating intersections of our world. Let's embark on this journey together.
Unlock the secrets of the past with The Lowdown. Dive deep into ancient mysteries and occult knowledge. Explore the hidden truths of human nature. Join us for a journey like no other. Tune into The Lowdown and awaken your curiosity today.
The Nazar Bonkugu, a simple blue glass bead, holds a powerful meaning in many cultures. It is believed to be a protective amulet against the evil eye. The name itself hints at its purpose, with Nazar meaning sight or gaze and Bonkugu translating to bead in Turkish. This evil eye bead is more than just a pretty trinket. It represents ancient beliefs and anxieties surrounding envy and the potential harm of malevolent gazes. The Nazar Bonkugu is a tangible symbol of the desire to ward off negativity and attract good fortune. Legend has it that the Nazar Bonkugu draws its power from its resemblance to a human eye. This eye, often depicted in a striking blue hue, is believed to deflect the negative energy of the evil eye. The deep blue color itself holds significance. In many cultures, blue is associated with the divine, particularly the protective gaze of benevolent deities. This connection imbues the Nazar Bonkugu with a sense of sacred power, making it a potent talisman against harm. The belief in the evil eye and the protective power of the Nazar Bonkugu is deeply rooted in ancient folklore and superstitions. Stories abound of individuals who have experienced misfortune after receiving an envious glance or compliment. The Nazar Bonkugu, with its watchful eye, serves as a constant guardian against these unseen threats. It is a reminder that even in the face of negativity, there is always a force working to protect and defend. The concept of the evil eye stems from the belief that envy and malicious intent can manifest as harmful energy. This energy, often projected through a look or a word, is thought to bring about misfortune, illness, or even death upon its target. The evil eye is not necessarily a deliberate act of malice. It can be an unconscious release of negative emotions, making it all the more insidious. Cultures around the world recognize the destructive potential of envy and have developed various ways to combat it. The evil eye is often associated with feelings of resentment, jealousy, and covetousness. It is believed to be particularly potent when directed at those who possess something that the envious person desires. This could be wealth, beauty, success, or even something as simple as happiness. The belief in the evil eye highlights the power of human emotions, both positive and negative, and the potential impact they can have on others. The consequences of the evil eye are believed to be far-reaching and varied. Victims may experience sudden illness, financial loss, relationship problems, or accidents. Children and babies are often considered particularly susceptible to the evil eye due to their innocence and purity. The belief in the evil eye serves as a reminder of the fragility of life and the importance of protecting oneself and loved ones from negative influences. The belief in the evil eye and the need for protection extends across all strata of society. While everyone is considered potentially vulnerable, certain individuals are thought to be particularly susceptible. Newborns and young children with their delicate constitutions and pure spirits are often adorned with nasars as a form of safeguarding. Brides and grooms embarking on a new chapter in their lives may also wear or carry nasars to ensure a harmonious and prosperous union. Individuals who possess exceptional beauty, talent, or good fortune are also thought to be prime targets for the evil eye. Their success or good looks might inadvertently provoke envy in others, making them vulnerable to unintentional harm. The nazar serves as a shield, deflecting negativity and protecting them from the potential consequences of envy. The belief in the evil eye transcends cultural and religious boundaries. It is a universal fear rooted in the human psyche, reflecting our anxieties about the fragility of life and the potential for unseen forces to disrupt our well-being. The nazar bonkugu, with its watchful eye and vibrant blue hue, offers a sense of security and hope, reminding us that we are not alone in facing life's challenges. The concept of the evil eye and the use of amulets for protection are not unique to Turkish culture. Similar beliefs and practices can be found in ancient civilizations around the world. In ancient Egypt, the Eye of Horus, a powerful symbol of protection, was believed to ward off evil and bring good health and fortune. The Eye of Horus, often depicted as a stylized eye with markings resembling a falcon's eye, represented the watchful gaze of the god Horus, who used his power to protect the pharaoh and the people of Egypt. Ancient Greeks also believed in the power of the evil eyes, which they called matiasma. They developed various rituals and practices to protect themselves from its harmful effects. Amulets depicting eyes, animals, and deities were commonly worn for protection. The Greeks also believed in the power of spitting, which was thought to ward off evil spirits and break the spell of the evil eye. The Roman Empire, known for its syncretic approach to religion, adopted and incorporated beliefs and practices from the cultures it conquered. The evil eye, known as oculus malus in Latin, was a recognized threat, and amulets similar to the nazar bonkugu were widely used for protection. The Romans also believed in the power of gestures and incantations to ward off the evil eye, highlighting the importance of both physical and spiritual safeguards. Section 5. Amulets across empires, from Rome to the Ottomans. As the Roman Empire declined, the Byzantine Empire emerged, inheriting many of its cultural and religious traditions. The belief in the evil eye persisted, and the use of amulets for protection continued. The Byzantines, known for their exquisite craftsmanship, created intricate amulets incorporating Christian symbols alongside traditional protective motifs. These amulets, often made of gold, silver, or precious stones, served as both decorative ornaments and powerful talismans against harm. The Ottoman Empire, which rose to prominence in the 13th century, also embraced the belief in the evil eye. The Ottomans, who had a rich artistic tradition, developed their own unique style of nazar bonkugu, characterized by its vibrant blue color and intricate designs. These amulets were incorporated into everyday life, adorning homes, clothing, and even jewelry. The widespread use of the nazar bonkugu in Ottoman society is a testament to the enduring power of this ancient belief. It highlights the human desire for protection and security, regardless of social status or religious affiliation. The nazar bonkugu served as a unifying symbol, reminding people of their shared vulnerability and the importance of seeking protection from unseen forces. Section 6. Mediterranean safeguards, a tapestry of beliefs. The belief in the evil eye is deeply ingrained in the cultures of the Mediterranean region. From the shores of southern Europe to the coasts of North Africa, people have developed a rich tapestry of traditions and practices to protect themselves from its harmful effects. In Greece, the mati remains a potent force, and people continue to use amulets, gestures, and incantations to ward off its influence. Italy, with its long and storied history, boasts a diverse array of amulets and traditions related to the evil eye. The corno, a horn-shaped amulet, is believed to deflect negativity and bring good luck. Red chili peppers, often hung in homes and businesses, are also thought to possess protective qualities, Throughout the Middle East and North Africa, the evil eye is known by various names, such as Ayn al-Hasud in Arabic and Ayin Hore in Hebrew. Protective amulets, often featuring the eye motif, are ubiquitous, found in homes, shops, and worn as jewelry. The use of henna, a natural dye, to create intricate designs on the hands and feet, is also believed to ward off the evil eye. Section 7, Global Echoes, The Evil Eye in Diverse Cultures. The belief in the evil eye is not confined to the Mediterranean region. It resonates with cultures around the world, demonstrating its universal appeal and the shared human experience of envy and the fear of its consequences. In India, the evil eye is known as Nazar or Drishti, and people believe that certain individuals possess the ability to cast it, intentionally or unintentionally. Protective amulets such as the Nimbu Mirchi, a lemon and chili pepper charm, are commonly used to ward off its negative effects. In Latin America, the evil eye is known as mal de ojo, and it is believed to be particularly harmful to children. Traditional remedies often involve using an egg to absorb the negative energy and praying for protection. Amulets featuring the image of Saint Benedict, a patron saint of protection, are also popular. From the indigenous cultures of the Americas to the remote islands of the Pacific, the belief in the evil eye and the use of protective measures are a testament to the enduring power of superstition and the human desire to control the unseen forces that shape our lives. Section 8, The Nazar Today, A Bridge Between Past and Present. In the 21st century, despite advancements in science and technology, the belief in the evil eye and the protective power of the Nazar Bonkugu remain surprisingly relevant. While some may dismiss it as mere superstition, for many, the Nazar Bonkugu holds deep cultural and personal significance. It serves as a tangible link to their heritage, connecting them to the beliefs and traditions of their ancestors. The Nazar Bonkugu has also transcended its traditional role as a protective amulet and entered the realm of fashion and design. Its striking blue color and eye-catching design have made it a popular motif in jewelry, clothing, and home decor. From high-end fashion houses to independent artisans, the Nazar Bonkugu has become a global trend, embraced for its aesthetic appeal as well as its symbolic meaning. The enduring popularity of the Nazar Bonkugu speaks to the human desire for protection and good fortune. In a world often characterized by uncertainty and change, the Nazar Bonkugu offers a sense of comfort and reassurance, reminding us that we are not alone in facing life's challenges. Section 9, Enduring Significance, The Power of Belief. The timeless tale of the Nazar Bonkugu is a testament to the enduring power of belief and the importance of cultural traditions in shaping our understanding of the world. While the scientific validity of the evil eye remains unproven, its impact on human behavior and belief systems is undeniable. The Nazar Bonkugu, with its watchful eye and vibrant blue hue, serves as a powerful symbol of protection, warding off negativity and inspiring hope. Whether viewed as a superstitious charm or a cherished cultural artifact, the Nazar Bonkugu continues to captivate and intrigue people around the world. Its enduring appeal lies not only in its aesthetic beauty, but also in its ability to connect us to our shared human history and the timeless desire for protection and good fortune.
The evil eye is a belief that certain envious or malicious looks can cause harm or misfortune to others. To protect against it, people often use symbolic objects like red ribbons, salt or garlic, perform protective rituals or blessings, and practice humility by avoiding boastfulness. Overall, the concept emphasizes the importance of maintaining positive thoughts, humility, and spiritual safeguards to shield oneself from negative influences.
And that wraps up today's episode of The Lowdown. We hope you enjoyed this journey into the intriguing mysteries of our past and gained some new insights along the way. Remember, there's so much more to uncover, and we'll be back next week with even more captivating stories and thought-provoking discussions. So, don't forget to subscribe and tune in. After all, the adventure doesn't end here. If you enjoyed what you heard, please leave us a review and share your thoughts on social media. We'd love to hear from you. Until next time, keep those lanterns lit and your minds open. You never know what secrets lie just beneath the surface.